In 1970, purchasing a 9-foot grand piano cost nearly as much as the average home. The Bechstein, pronounced Bechstein, piano, purchased in partnership by School District 57 and the Community Arts Council of Prince George and District, CAC, 55 years ago, cost $9,000, while the average house price was $17,000. Today, a new Bechstein of the same size would cost roughly US$300,000. The piano is now undergoing tuning and repairs so it can once again play a role in the Prince George performing arts scene. After 55 years at Vanier Hall, the Bechstein was recently relocated to its new permanent home at the Prince George Playhouse. There, it will be stored in its own secure space when not in use. The piano's story may surprise many arts patrons in the community. The Community Arts Council was formed for that piano, said CAC Executive Director Eli Klasner. In the Canadian centenary years, in the late 60s, centennial project funds were being created. This was before the BC Arts Council existed, but the government wanted to get money out to communities for centenary projects. Vanier Hall was itself essentially a centennial project, he added. There was no concert grand piano in town at the time, and the government also wanted to see local arts councils develop. The idea was that these councils would distribute grants to artists and arts organizations, because there was no BC Arts Council then. The BC Arts Council wasn't established until 1995. The CAC was created so it could apply for funding to help buy Prince George's first and only 9-foot grand piano, Klasner said. There's a real emotional and historical connection between my organization and that piano. The piano is here because the CAC was formed, and the CAC was formed for that piano. He said that the $9,000 price tag at the time was a significant expense, which was split between the school district and the CAC. Since then, the piano has remained co-owned, with School District 57 and Prince George Secondary School responsible for its care and maintenance. It was the school district's duty to maintain the piano, protect it, charge fees for its use, and keep a maintenance fund, Klasner said. That's been the case since 1970. For those who remember, one infamous moment stands out in the Bechstein's history. The piano fell off the stage and was kind of wrecked, Klasner said. There's a hydraulic front to the stage at Vanier Hall, and during a lowering of the stage, one of the piano's legs had been left over the edge. The piano went flying, and it cracked and broke. It was a real catastrophe, but it was repaired at the time. That was in the early 1980s. As Vanier Hall became more of an instructional space and less accessible to the public, the piano fell into disuse. It has fallen into disrepair, Klasner said. In its current condition, it can't be used by any visiting concert pianist. The piano needs restoration, he said. It needs all new hammers, and most of its internal mechanism needs to be either replaced or repaired, he said. The shell and keys are still in great condition. It's like rebuilding the engine in a vintage car. That's what we're going to do, and our goal is to place it at the Playhouse. The Prince George Playhouse, which has been refurbished and is now managed by the CAC, is available 7 days a week. There are no limitations on access for rehearsals or setup, Klasner said. The Playhouse is fully activated. It's the city's civic theater and performance venue, and it's important we get our community groups back in there. A restored Bechstein will be a fantastic asset for the venue. The restoration will be carried out by local craftsman Peter Stevenson, owner of PS Pianos in downtown Prince George. Prince George is lucky to have Peter Stevenson, Klasner said. He's the creme de la creme of piano technicians. He's been spearheading the Bechstein restoration for years. We have a whole plan ready, and we'll likely start next week. The first phase, which we aim to complete this summer, has a budget of around $12,000. Klasner launched a fundraising appeal and raised $10,000 within 24 hours. There's huge enthusiasm, he said. Some donors said they also contributed to buying the piano in 1970 and are thrilled to support it again. It's come full circle. The restoration project also aligns with broader goals for the city's arts infrastructure. Klasner said the CAC ultimately hopes to see a performing arts center built in Prince George's downtown civic core. One reason we wanted to revitalize the Playhouse was to help make a strong case for a new concert venue, he said. But no one is going to support building a new concert hall if the one we already have isn't being used. So we've addressed that, fixed the staging and rigging, remodeled the lobby and rotunda, and we're securing grants for lighting and other upgrades. The goal, he said, is to return the playhouse to its original glory and show there's demand for a larger venue. We're already busy, Klasner said. Every week we have at least two shows. Once restored, the Bechstein will also play a role at the new concert hall when it's built. This project is part of a larger strategy for developing performing arts infrastructure in Prince George. Vanier Hall, he noted, is owned by the school district and not the city. We need a new civic performance center, Klasner said. Leaving the piano at Vanier Hall, where it's barely used, won't inspire investment. Restoring the Bechstein is part of moving toward a new future. The CAC plans to make the piano available for special events at Vanier Hall when required. A custom skid was built to transport the instrument, and the move from Vanier Hall to the playhouse, including disassembly and reassembly, took just 90 minutes. There's a new storage box at the playhouse built specifically for the Bechstein, Klasner said. So when needed, we can move it back to Vanier Hall for special concerts. For now, the Bechstein's home is the playhouse. Until a new concert hall is built, but it's available for special events, Klasner said. The CAC is planning a concert series for the upcoming season at the playhouse, including a performance by one of the world's top concert pianists. The announcement will be made later this year. I need a good piano for that, Klasner said. It will also be available for community groups, choirs, festivals, and others. It's not a toy, it requires a certain level of proficiency, but it will be there for the community.